From Washington, this is VOA News. Good day, I'm Steve Miller. Somali officials say the organizer of last year's massacre at Garissa University College in Kenya is dead in a late-night military operation. Mohamed Mohamed, better known as Dulya Den, was head of al-Shabaab's feared Amniyat unit and masterminded the April 2015 attack on the college that left 148 people dead, nearly all of them students. A senior Somali official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, says U.S. helicopters fired missiles hitting the car in which Dulya Den and two others were traveling. However, a security minister in the Juba region, Abdurashid Janan, told VOA Somali service that the militant was killed by the U.S.-trained Somali commando unit known as Danab, or Lightning. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday that a French ship picked up signals that are likely being emitted by the black boxes of the Egypt airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean last month. The May 19th crash killed all 66 people on board the plane. Authorities want to retrieve the data recorders in an effort to help determine what caused the plane to go down near the end of its flight from Paris to Cairo. A high-ranking North Korean official is in China in an apparent effort to restore relations with its chief ally and benefactor. The bilateral relationship has soured over Pyongyang's continued buildup of its nuclear and ballistic weapons programs. Lee Soo-young, the head of the international relations for North Korea's ruling party, arrived in Beijing on Wednesday for talks with his Chinese counterpart, Sung Dao. The Chinese Communist Party says the two envoys reaffirmed the two nations' long-standing friendship and pledged to carry out bilateral exchanges. This is VOA News.